It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. It's Monday, June 21st. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
I start with a crash way out west on I-80 in Tooele County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour was a deadly weekend on Utah's reservoirs with three drownings and another close call.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, a man and his wife apparently drowned while boating with their children on Deer Creek Reservoir. The Wasatch County Sheriff's Office says the 72-year-old man went into the water to swim with one of his adult children, but he began struggling. His wife jumped in to help, and they both went under. This happened around 11:45 a.m. on Sunday. Authorities say other boaters helped bring them to shore, start some CPR. Medical crews also responded, but they were pronounced dead. They are identified as David and Catherine McMillan from Chandler, Arizona. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A man trying to rescue his son at Pineview Reservoir also drowned this weekend. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly continues our live team coverage. Heather?
Well, Tim, the Weber County Sheriff's Office says the boy floated away from the family on a flotation device yesterday. The father swam out to get the boy but never reached him and drowned. A bystander was able to retrieve the child unharmed. And rescue crews were also called out to the Jordanelle Reservoir for a 14-year-old girl Sunday afternoon. Witnesses say the teen was not wearing a life jacket and was struggling to stay afloat. She was given CPR and survived. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Our June heat wave continues, and some farmers in Utah have abandoned crops because of a lack of water. But water managers say the state is not in any danger of running out of culinary water this year. Officials from the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District say they have enough water for another 2 years. But Assistant General Manager Jonathan Perry says certain smaller irrigation systems that rely on snowpack may be in trouble.
And rely heavily on what nature provides from on a year-to-year basis. Then this year, where the water didn't come down, they're going to be at a deficit from the get-go.
He says they've already reduced their irrigation system water by 20%, but drinking water is not close to running out.
Fire officials tell us there are several new starts over the weekend. In Price, a new fire is burning near Airport Flats Road. Firefighters aren't sure yet how that fire started. In Grand County, the Sago Fire is burning near Thompson Springs. That fire was sparked by lightning and is burning an area firefighters can't get to on the ground, so they're attacking it from the air.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More problems for airlines as they struggle to hire employees.
American Airlines is canceling hundreds of flights due to significant staffing and maintenance issues, according to a statement, citing, quote, unprecedented weather, a labor shortage, an incredibly quick ramp-up of demand. The air carrier says it tried to impact the fewest number of customers possible with the changes. American says it's canceling at least 50 to 60 flights per day for the rest of June and 50 to 80 flights per day for July. Yuni Han, ABC News.
Oakland, California police are investigating after seven people were shot near a Juneteenth celebration on Saturday. Officer Jonah Watson says there will be extra patrols.
A total of seven victims, one deceased. The rest were listed in stable condition.
Two people police spotted with firearms are in custody, but they're not sure if they're connected to the shooting.
A pickup truck driver has been arrested in Arizona after plowing into a group of cyclists. Here is ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The bike race in Sholo, Arizona had an estimated 270 taking part. Suddenly, says police spokesperson Christine Slater,
a fourth.
Witnesses say the truck rammed the cyclists and helmets, shoes, and crumpled and broken bicycles were strewn all over. One local.
We live in a very, very loving community. And to be honest with you, events like this don't take place every day.
Police chased. They say the driver refused orders to stop, so officers fired and wounded him. Reported critical but stable. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Utah's national parks continued to draw huge crowds this summer. Arches had to restrict entrance into the park early yesterday morning because of a rush of people. They've had to close the gates over 80 times already this year so the park doesn't become overcrowded. Some people in Moab are calling on Arches to retry a reservation system to help restrict visitors.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.